Hello and welcome to the APR Podcast. I'm JP Arnold, your APR Chair for the Pikes Peak PRSA chapter here in beautiful Colorado Springs. And the purpose of this podcast is to help you earn your APR. It's the accreditation in public relations. And I want to remind you to visit two websites, the official APR site, praccreditation.org or prsacoloradosprings.org/APR. And the APR Prep online study course by Michael Henry is highly recommended. I'm a facilitator. Please check it out. It's a nationwide family of those pursuing the APR. And that is my son, Isaiah. He's jamming out on the Yamaha DTX 522K. Thank you, Isaiah, for the bumper music. He's 11 now. How about that? He's getting big, I'm telling you. Today's topic's going to be exciting. Brought to you by Marley Dog. He's always here with me. And it is going to be the APR versus the MBA versus the MS versus the BA. The cost, the benefits, the timeline needed, and how you can achieve those. The APR, the MBA, the Master's of Science versus the Bachelor of Arts. So right off, let's look at the cost. The APR application fee to Cathay in New York costs $385. You finish in 1 year, you get $110 cash back, only $275. Okay, then you have to be a member of one of the Universal Accreditation Board, UAB, organizations. So, I'm a member of PRSA, the Pikes Peak Chapter, past president, absolutely love my PR family here in Colorado Springs. So, let's look at the numbers. 10 years, PRSA membership, at $260 a year, $2,600. 20 years, $5,200. 30 years, $7,800. 40 years, $10,400. So it's going to be about $11,000 total over 40 years if you want to achieve your APR. Okay, now let's look at a community college. We just had a panel with the Pikes Peak PRSA chapter. We had Dr. Regina Lewis. She's fantastic, amazing, inspiring story. Check it out on YouTube, Dr. Regina Lewis. I actually worked for her. I taught public speaking at Pikes Peak Community College. And to attend there, it's around $10,000 for 2 years. To attend a four-year public undergraduate school is going to be about $20,000 for 4 years. To attend a two-year public graduate school is going to be about $20,000. For myself, I attended Middle Tennessee State University, thanks to the U.S. Army, Advanced Civil Schooling, and Colonel Andrew Mutter helped me get that degree there. And with that, in 2005 to 7, it was about $14,000. So those are some of the stats. $11,000 for PRSA and APR over 40 years. Community college, $10,000. Four-year undergrad, $20,000. Two-year public grad school, $20,000. So those are the numbers there. If you want to pursue the APR prep online study course with Michael Henry, if you're a PRSA member, you're looking at $195. Non-member, $295. Highly recommend. You can also pursue one of the boot camps, you can go to a workshop, but that is something that I highly recommend is the APR Prep online study course. So let's look at the three big steps in the APR journey. Number one, the questionnaire, 15 to 20 pages with a PR project in the RPIE four-step planning process format. That's step one. Step two, the panel presentation with three APRs. It's 1 to 2 hours. Kind of like defending your thesis or dissertation. And then the final leg, number three, the computer-based exam, 132 questions in 3 hours and 45 minutes. And I actually used every minute. I pushed the submit button, and I was like, come on, let's get this done. And I was fortunate enough to pass. Okay, so one of the things that I recommend is every 5 to 7 years, you get some type of education, training, certification, accreditation, or credentialing every 5 to 7 years. And in 2016, I got the APR. And in 2020, I'm actually pursuing another credential accreditation certificate. So I'm pretty excited about that. And it's actually going to be the lead green associate. I work in the architecture, engineering, and construction business as a marketer and business developer. And so that is right up my alley, stretching my mind, understanding of the industry that I work in. And so I'm pretty excited. And let's talk about the career timeline. Not everyone in the civilian sector is what we call it. And, you know, that's kind of what the military calls the civilians that they work with. I'm proud to be part of the civilian sector now. But, you know, this timeline is not exact. Different organizations, they have different meanings and different responsibilities and different procedures on how you advance. But this is just a general look. So, again, this is the timeline. 1 to 5 years, you're looking to be a specialist, a coordinator, working for a large agency, maybe a small firm, and you're really going over those tactics and objectives. When you look at your community college or your undergrad degree, they're going to have tactics and objectives. They're not going to really go over too much in strategy. That's more of a graduate master's level program and the APR. And looking also 5 to 7 years, you're looking at more of a senior coordinator, maybe a senior specialist. This kind of changes between the organization, what they call that title. And you're figuring out, do I like communications and PR? Do I like marketing? And you should have some type of idea. And if you like it, you need to go ahead at that 5 to 7 year mark and get your APR. Download the study guide. It's free. Start your questionnaire. Start that conversation with the APR chair. Get a mentor and invest in that. We've already talked about it. It is a worthwhile investment. And then year 10, you're typically looking at a director level type job. And you want to get your Master's of Science degree or get an MBA. And then 15 years, vice president level job, maybe. 20 years, senior VP. And you might do that for a while. And then, you know, 25, 30, 35 years, chief communication officer, chief marketing officer. So those are some of the aspects. And in the military, we would sit down maybe once every 6 months and go over the career timeline, the progression. And not everyone in the civilian sector does that, because you may have a person that loves what they're doing. I want to do this for a long time. And that's great. Fantastic. Or you may want to have someone who wants to progress in their career, move up the ladder, move laterally, try to figure out how to do that. So you need experience, you need education, you need credentialing, accreditation, certification. So that's what we're really talking about. Okay, so the APR has similar content to a Master's of Science Mass Comm degree. There's theory, communication model, ethics, law, business, management. And again, that is right in the APR study guide. Those 6 KSAs, knowledge, skills, and abilities. RPI, research, planning, implementing, and evaluating programs. Then there's leading the public relations function, managing relationships, applying ethics and law, managing issues and crisis communication, understanding communication models, theories, and the history of our profession. And it lines up almost exactly with an MS Mass Comm degree. And for me, that was like virtually duplicate of what I got. And the long pole in the tent is the research aspect, that quantitative, qualitative research that you're learning. Focus groups, you're learning how to put together a survey that you want statistically to be correct and mathematically to be very, the outcome is going to actually benefit you and not be an anomaly. So that's what you're kind of looking at when you look at a Master's of Science degree. That science is going to that research. Okay, so if you want to teach in college, and I taught at Pikes Peak Community College, like I said, with Dr. Regina Lewis, amazing woman. Check out her YouTube video where she shares her story. Just incredible. But if you want to teach in college, you really need to have the undergrad and graduate degree in the same discipline. For me, that was mass communication. Now, if you get an MBA, you may or may not be able to teach at a community college or a four-year undergraduate program. So let's kind of look at this. The strategy in getting an APR is your credential is recognized in LinkedIn. You have a connection with other APRs in America. I can call up and say, hey, I need some help with something. Can you kind of give me some feedback? What are you doing? What are you seeing? It's proven knowledge, skills, and abilities. It's recognized by human resources. It's not on the same scale as a master's of science, but it's certainly worth your time. You're going to be looking at the same things. If you pursue your APR at 5 to 7 years, and let's say you get your graduate degree, you know, at 10 years, 12 years, 15, then you're going to have an introduction to that content that you would be pursuing in your master's of science degree. In the APR, there are no night classes that you have to go to. I remember when I attended Colorado Technical University in the late 90s, I was going to night classes. And when I taught at Pikes Peak Community College, I was teaching a Monday night class. So as well, that graduate level degree, you know, it's going to be 2 to 6 years depending on your timeline. And so that's kind of some of the things you look at. And, you know, if you want that deeper, rich understanding of those KSAs where you're doing a deep dive, you're doing intensive research, that Master's of Science degree is going to bring you there. And I put together surveys, I had focus groups, and you study a lot. You study broadly and deeply when you get your Master's of Science degree. So, and then as well, too, you're in the classroom, you're listening to PhDs mostly, and you're gaining insight and understanding from your classmates, from your professors. And I'm telling you, I absolutely love it. I'm indebted to Middle Tennessee State University and the Army ACS program. So that's kind of looking at the Master's of Science degree, looking at the APR. And now let's kind of look at the MBA. I have two close colleagues. In fact, one of them was on the panel last week, and she has her MBA degree, and she also has an APR, and a past president of Pikes Peak PRSA chapter, the same thing, an APR and an MBA. So if you get your MBA, you're really looking at staying in the C-suite, the executive board, the executive suite. And you're going to be focusing, obviously, on finance, case studies. It's bottom line focus. And so when you go and talk to the chief financial officer, you're talking to the executive vice president, the chief executive officer, you're going to know their language much better and have a better understanding. You're not going to be going back and Googling, what did that mean? What happened there? And I don't fully understand it. I don't want to raise my hand and say, can you kind of help explain this? When you get your MBA, it is all right there. You come out and you will be ready to work in the executive suite. And if you do get your MBA, highly recommend you get your APR. So then you bring in that understanding of those six KSAs, the research, the planning, the ethics and law and crisis communications theories. And it's a beautiful thing there. So I highly recommend it. If you get your MBA, if you want to go into higher levels of the corporation, run your own business, that's a great thing. It'll be tougher to work for a college as an adjunct professor or lecturer. And, you know, you need, if you want to go to college, you have to have a thesis most of the time to pursue your PhD. So those are some things to consider. And, you know, when you're looking at the case scenarios for your career, you really want to have an understanding of, do I want to teach in college? Do I want to stay in the business sector? Do I want to run my own business? Or do I want to pivot? Maybe I have a degree in something completely different. I want to go into communications, public relations, marketing. And then getting that, you already have degrees, so that APR makes a lot of sense then. And so those are some things you want to make sure you map out. You talk to a mentor, talk to a board member at the PRSA, have a mentor that may be 10 years your age, 20, 25 years your age, and have a couple of them. Sit down and talk and say, help me understand how my career path can look. And so we really wanted to look at the cost of the APR versus MBA versus the Master of Science versus the Bachelor of Arts and even the two-year community college. We want to look at the timeline of when you would probably need those in your career, and then the pros and cons. And so those are some things that are going to help you and shape your career. If you need to pivot, if you need to obtain accreditation, a certification, a credential, a degree, that's what you need to do. Start the conversation. All the best to you. And we'll talk to you next time. Have a great day and happy Thanksgiving.